Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode number 15. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Today, I want to chat about Book of the Month and their special offer, two books for the price of one in your first month. Book of the Month is a monthly subscription box that features 5 to 6 books each month that you for you to pick. These are hardcover new releases. The genres are literary fiction, thrillers, and some young adult novels. There are debut novels and popular new releases. I've picked some of great books here. The Final Girls has been a great book. Eleanor Oliphant is a completely fine. It's another great book that I picked off from Book of the Month. I just finished Not That I Could Tell, which was March's pick. And I had The American Marriage. Actually, that was February's pick. So there's some really great books to pick. You can pick one of the books from the selection, and you can pick add-on books, and they're just $9.99, so it's a steal. If you don't like the book selections for the month, you can skip it, and you won't be charged, which is awesome. So this is awesome subscription box that just basically just sends you a book, and you know what the book's going to happen, so you're not like, what's going to be? You're like, I know what I'm getting, so which is exciting. If you're interested in getting this great deal of 2 books for the price of 1, then check out bit.ly/bookofthemonthly. Again, it's bit.ly/bookofthemonthly. Today's show is, if you like this, then you'll like that. So I'm going to admit, this is a book, if you like 50 Shades of Grey, or have read 50 Shades of Grey, or think about reading 50 Shades of Grey, or heard about it, then I'm going to give you some other options for that book. I admit it, I read 50 Shades of Grey a few years ago when it came out, and in my opinion, it was a terrible story. The book needed an editor to flesh it out, the story, the character development, just, it had little to no, I didn't like the story. It was just a romance novel. I didn't understand why it became so big. I wish I could tell, but it is what it is. So I had little to no experience with BDSM, so I wasn't sure if it was done properly. It felt like it was proper. It was just like, what am I reading? What am I doing? So I did not enjoy the story, but I decided to give it a try. Over the past 2 years, I read hundreds of romance novels. I mean hundreds of romance novels. And there are 2 series that focus on BDSM that show what 50 Shades of Grey was lacking. In 50 Shades of Grey, there's little discussion of the role of submissive, the power structure, and what BDSM is used in 50 Shades of Grey as a prop as opposed to its own storyline or how it actually meshes. The first series is Masters and Mercenaries by Lexi Blake. There are 15 books, 15 plus books in this series of spies that practice BDSM. These books are action-packed that are a thrill ride. The author fleshes out BDSM for novices. As she portrays the characters who explore the lifestyle and various relationships, most of these books are 4 to 5 star reads for me. Yes, I have read all the books in this series, including the novellas and the spinoffs. I've read, I think there's about 20 books, 20 to 25 books in this series, I read them all. I binge read them over the past summer, and it was amazing. My favorite character is Ian McKay, and his book is number 4 in the series. He plays the major character in most of the books in the series because he's the owner of the BDSM club and a security company that most characters work for. So he shows up pretty much on a regular basis, and he's awesome. He's sarcastic, he's funny, he's irreverent, he's a really great character to follow. The second series is The Boss by Abigail Burnett. This is a 6-book series of a May-December couple. They practice BDSM in their relationship, and this book series tracks them from the start to date until they get married and beyond. This is a 3 to 4 star book series. If you are interested in BDSM, just kind of like how does it work, they actually dive into the intricacies of it, and it's a really good BDSM book to read. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you read any good BDSM books that you enjoy? If so, leave a comment in the blog at What to Read Next blog. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.